This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We will hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in Gary D'Amato, Wisconsin.golf. Gary, thanks for the time.
Sure, Tim. How are you doing?
Way more important how you are, but golf getting back on. I was reading some articles a few weeks ago that some of the players from other countries may not be all for this, but give us an update on where the PGA is here. Next week, it looks like there's a tournament going to go on. What's the latest?
Yeah, the PGA Tour is starting up after a 3-month break, basically, with the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. Yeah, some of the European Tour guys are a little hesitant to come over here, and I can understand why. They have to, once they come to the United States, they have to quarantine for 2 weeks, so they already, whoever is going to play next week is already here quarantining. Then if they play, say they play 2 tournaments and they go back to Europe, they have to quarantine for 2 weeks when they get back to Europe. So, you know, you're talking about coming over to play 2 tournaments and then spending a month in, you know, isolated and quarantined. So I can understand why they don't want to play. But the field is going to be very full, and it's going to have most of the top players in the world in it. So
yeah,
people are anxious.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. I'll let you follow up here. Let me just follow up with that. What normally in a normal season would some of the European golfers do? Would they go back and forth, or do they just stay here for a run of tournaments in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a mix. Some guys come over for a week or two or three and go back to Europe, although, you know, the European Tour is in big-time trouble right now. So I have a feeling that some of the European guys are going to come over here and stay here. Now, a bunch of them do stay here. Rory McIlroy, a lot of guys have homes in Florida and play a good percentage of their tournaments on the PGA Tour, but some do go back and forth, and those are the guys I think that sort of have to make a decision about whether they're going to come over here for a long time or continue to try to go back and forth.
Yeah, hey Gary, it's Joe. I haven't really been following along with what is going on with the European Tour, because that is a pretty big deal over there. When are they relaunching again? Has that been?
You know, I don't think they've set a date for relaunching, and from what I've read, they're in trouble financially, and that brings us to the Ryder Cup. They really need the Ryder Cup to be played this year, even though we're not sure if it's going to be played, because the Ryder Cup pours a lot of money both into the PGA of America and into the European Tour, and the European Tour desperately needs an influx of cash right now.
Have they been, members, tour players, have they been amenable to a lot of those safety protocols? Has there been any back and forth regarding the safety of the players?
No, I think everyone really wants to play, and because of that, I think they really want to adhere to all the guidelines and the social distancing and whatever the PGA Tour is putting into effect for tournaments. I think the guys, by and large, are not going to complain about it and adhere to it, because they want to get back to playing golf right now.
I think everybody does. Everybody and the Wisconsin courses. Let's bring it back home here. I think they've done a terrific job. From everything I've read to talking to the golfers in my inner circle, my son is he's out, I want to say, at least 3 times a week, 3 or 4 times a week, just shooting a quick 9 here and there. It's been a nice job in terms of safety and in terms of opening up. What are you hearing about the courses throughout the state?
Yeah, the courses, I think, by and large, are doing very well right now. Because, you know, for the longest time, it was one of the few things people could really do recreationally other than, you know, walk, jog, and bike. So the courses have done well. My concern, Tim, is that as we get later into the summer here and people's discretionary income starts drying up because so many people have been out of work, lost businesses, and have struggled financially, I hope that the momentum continues with golf because it's been a good start to the season. You know, once the all the sanctions were lifted, people flocked to golf courses.
Yeah, I don't know exactly these days, not being a golfer, I don't know how much it is to golf these days. Have the courses adjusted a little bit, you know, to get some tee times and some scheduled tee times in there?
Well, I think, you know, there was such a demand for golf right away. I don't think they had to do much discounting because people were so eager to play.
Good
but,
for them.
You know, having said that, I think, you know, there's going to be some creative marketing going on as time goes on here. And as I said, you know, people exhaust maybe their money on golf and, you know, pull back a little bit. I think you'll see courses market pretty creatively.
Yeah, Gary D'Amato joins us here. He's been with us before on the Bill Michaels Show here on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Wisconsin.golf. Is where you can find him. Gary, let me ask you, I don't know if it was because of the shutdown or because it was just a great idea, but that whole Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and these guys going at it with the PGA pros, I really thought that it was well-received. It was obviously the ratings were there. The buzz was around it. I mean, I would imagine that there have to be some internal conversations to expand that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think they're already talking about a match three. You know, Tiger and Phil played the first match, and then they played with the partners, Brady and Peyton Manning, in this last one. And there's already talk of a match three with maybe Steph Curry and Michael Jordan as the partners with Tiger and Phil.
Oh, perfect. You know, but I love the charity thing. I love all that. But you really want to see them play golf and get into it? Have them put their own money on it. Then we'll get entertained.
And they have enough of it, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
All of them. All of those guys.
Gary, it's Joe again. So I wanted to get your thoughts. Like, what was your favorite part about this second match? Like, for me, it was so fascinating listening to Phil Mickelson give all this advice to Tom Brady of how to, like, putt through the greens and how to chip properly and what the targets were. I think Phil Mickelson would make a great caddy. I don't even know how he communicates with him. He just knows what he's doing.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was one of the really good parts of the match was, you know, the guys being mic'd and the mics in the carts. And I think if networks were paying attention, if the networks that carry golf and the Golf Channel and ESPN, I'm sure they were, I could see something like that happening on the Champions Tour pretty quickly, where you have mics in the cart and you have players mic'd up. I'm not sure that a lot of players are going to go for being mic'd on the golf course. But for this thing, I thought it worked great. And you're right, it was great listening to Phil give all that advice and just his some of his comments and some of the back and forth between the players was really good.
Yeah, and I think based on that, I think that's why you're hearing about, you know, if there's no fans in the stands either for football or certainly baseball, that the conversation has been started about miking up some of these players. I find it fascinating. You know, you watch old the PGA Channel runs some old tournaments, and you get a little conversation amongst the caddies and the players. And likewise with the NFL, you go back to the Super Bowl with Green Bay and Denver, and there's a coach talking to Terrell Davis about how, you know, you need to get in there, and he's like, I can't see. I mean, all of those things slides that curtain back for these guys. I think that they're missing out. Unless they don't, Brandon Phillips of the years ago with the Cincinnati Reds was mic'd up for a game in Milwaukee's Miller Park, and I just think that is a way to kind of slide that curtain back and provide just this other spin of entertainment. I think it's a cool thing, and Joe, I think you're right that the conversation of those PGA players with whoever they're talking to, I think it's awesome. Gary, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think, as I said, I think the networks were paying attention. And, you know, golf has been telecast pretty much the same way for a long time, for decades. They've added some technology with shot tracer and some things. But I think it's time to shake up golf a little bit from a telecast standpoint, from a broadcast standpoint. And I think, you know, the match showed just what could possibly be. Now, in a major championship, miking up guys coming down the stretch of the U.S. Open, I don't think that's going to happen. But I think there are ways to, you know, to get some more interaction and to get people watching a telecast interested in what the pros are doing and saying.
Talking with Gary D'Amato of Wisconsin.golf here on the Bill Michaels Show. So I want to go back to the Ryder Cup because Rory McIlroy was talking a couple of weeks ago, and he says, what's the point of having a Ryder Cup if you don't have the fans? Ryder Cup here. I mean, Steve Stricker said just the other day that 2 to 3 weeks we'll know for sure if the Ryder Cup is going to happen. My whole thought is this, Gary. You can't have a Ryder Cup without the fans. I just think it's better off to postpone it to next year. And think about all the missing revenue that the state of Wisconsin's and the fact that this is a probably once-in-a-lifetime deal here in Wisconsin, having a Ryder Cup. What do you think?
It is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. I mean, you know, the Ryder Cup is every 4 years in America. So you can imagine how long it's going to be before it would come back to a Whistling Straits or an Erin Hills. You know, if they're not going to hold it if fans are not going to be a part of the Ryder Cup, I think they have to, in my opinion, they have to wait a year and do it next year, because it's the fans have become such an important part of that competition with their jeering and cheering and chants and cheers and singing. It's a real advantage for the home team, and it's a disadvantage for the visiting team, and it's something you have to overcome. It's just become a part of the experience of the Ryder Cup, and I don't think you can hold it without those fans.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think there should be more tournaments where you can just, you know, yell out Noonan just any time you want. I mean, haven't they loosened the restrictions in bowling? Maybe is it the PBA that allows you to just kind of get into it a little bit more? I know the players have been a little more vocal about that, but I've always wondered why it's just so quiet. It's just too quiet. I mean, I know there's a lot of money on the line, but there should be, at least they're giving the outlet of a tournament like the Ryder Cup, without a doubt. Gary, where can we find your stuff?
Yeah, you can find me on Wisconsin.golf, and I also write for a magazine, Golf Time Midwest, but primarily Wisconsin.golf. Very easy website to remember, and we had almost 200,000 page views in April, so we're doing good and growing.
Excellent. Gary, hit him straight. Thanks for the work.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Gary D'Amato, Wisconsin.golf, and he joined us here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.